Several broadcasters had the chance to sit down and talk at length with Forrest Roberts, the current chief executive officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, about several issues. Had the chance primarily to zero in, though, on the governance plan, the plan to restructure the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He reminded all those sitting around that this is a concept vote. This is not the details of this particular restructuring plan. If the concept passes, then the details will be filled in later. We asked him about the fact that there seems to be quite a few skeptics at this meeting in San Antonio regarding this particular plan, wondering especially about the relationship between the policy side and the Federation side. How cozy will those policy members be with the state beef councils? And, of course, that is one of the big, big questions right now. According to Forrest Roberts, he acknowledges there are some skeptics. He doesn't think there's that many, though.
There has been a few questions that have come back that would absolutely lead someone to believe that. However, I would look at all of the sessions that I've been privy to take a part of here this week, from different listening sessions to different forums to even meetings with past presidents. I truly believe that a lot of folks came to the meeting here in San Antonio with either questions or perceptions or areas that they wanted to get some additional clarity on. And really what I see coming out of today and heading tomorrow into our board of directors meeting is we have a much more informed group of membership. And that's the beauty in the way that this meeting is structured, is it gives people an opportunity to really engage and get their points across, get their questions answered. As soon as we wrap up here, I'm going into the Governance Task Force meeting as we will finalize final edits to the proposal that will be presented tomorrow morning. But as I listen to all of the discussion, I listen to the questions that have been answered, I feel that folks have really had an opportunity to provide the input that will allow us to make some minor changes and come forward with something that people can feel like they can really get behind. Because once they look at the entire concept, and concept is a very key word, then they then understand that the next step, if this concept is approved, would enable them to provide more input on things like bylaws, investment schedules, and how the plan would be implemented or transitioned. So that's the thing that's probably been the most eye-opening reaction, is for folks to be able to understand we're not voting on every detail of a bylaw. We're voting on a concept that allows us to go to the next stage.
We also asked Roberts about the so-called firewall. The fact that the contention is that from a legal point of view, the firewall stands strong, that there won't be any mingling of monies as far as the accounting is concerned. Now, that's fine and good, but as one Cattlemen's Beef Board member mentioned as they interacted with the task force, including Jan Lyons, he indicated, does it pass the smell test? And clearly, this particular Cattlemen's Beef Board member from Iowa was not buying the idea of the legalities versus the perception out in the country.
Well, I think we have to address the perception with the facts. And the facts are that there has never been a violation of that firewall from an NCBA perspective. Like I said earlier, we have had multiple opportunities to have dialogue around anything to do with protection of that through the audit process. That's why that process is in place. We absolutely are fully committed to continuing to have those audits. And so if you deal with the perception in terms of what the facts are today, I feel that people, once they understand those facts, they'll look at that differently. I truly believe that. The other thing that I would offer is that if there is an issue with anything as it relates to what is in place from a financial accounting perspective, that's about math, that's about numbers. Those are fairly easy to solve. Everything is traced so critically and so carefully that everything that we have ever put forward through our compliance audits has always been approved. So we feel very confident that we can address those perceptions with the sheer facts.
While here in San Antonio, we've had some Cattlemen's Beef Board members raise to us their fears that the friction that this particular plan may cause between the Federation, between the policy side, and outside groups looking in and worrying about this perception issue, that there might be enough friction being generated by this plan that it could somehow harm the checkoff. So we asked Forrest Roberts about the checkoff and about the fact that really very little talk at this meeting going on about this whole idea of trying to find a way to unify the cattle industry under one big tent to be able to go forward and ask for another dollar to add on to the first dollar of the current checkoff. How do we get that done?
I think that is a great question, and the answer is simply one word, leadership. But let me explain what I mean by that. Back in the summertime, we had an opportunity to meet with all organizations that were able to provide input on their perspectives or policies on raising the checkoff, as well as any insights about how might that be accomplished. So you had Farm Bureau, the Livestock Marketing Association, NFU, all of these organizations, USMEF, that were part of that dialogue. And this was a meeting in Washington, D.C. The outcome from that meeting, I'll paraphrase into what I felt I heard. And that was, in order to move forward with a checkoff increase, it has to be well validated. There has to be a very aggressive communications plan to understand the what, the why, and the how. And what I also heard was that rally cry for someone has to lead. Someone has to take a leadership position in trying to bring the organizations together. And that's what NCBA, and that's what I personally took out of that meeting. And so that is exactly what we're trying to do. We're at the point today that we're trying to gather information. We're trying to look at some market research that will help us understand what are the positions of producers in different segments of the industry in different areas of the country. We're then going to be able to take that data. We'll be able to sit down with our partners at the Cattlemen's Beef Board and understand, okay, what is the right thing to do? You got to keep in mind that by virtue of the act and the order, the Cattlemen's Beef Board cannot lobby whatsoever in order to make that happen. So there's an entire process here that involves a lobbying effort, and that's where NCBA brings that resource to the table. So I would expect that over the course of the next several months, we'll be able to understand more about what that data is going to tell us. And our policy states, as NCBA, we support an increase in the checkoff. Now, exactly what the amount of that is would be, that is what would be yet to be determined. But we're trying to do this in a very objective way and let the research and the data help us mold what that strategy would be. That strategy would also involve a lot of input, unlike what we've done here with the Governance Task Force. That's what is going to make our organization successful, is having the ability for constituents to provide input and then take that and put it into the right strategy. So we are very supportive and committed to increasing the checkoff. We want to look at it in the right way and at the right time and at the right amount, and that's where we stand.
One final question that we asked Forrest Roberts, kind of a hypothetical question, I guess you could say. If there is a lot of friction as this structural plan for NCBA takes shape and goes forward, if there's a lot of friction within the organization, or perhaps there's a lot of hue and cry outside of the organization about the coziness of the Federation and the policy side of NCBA, if that particular situation does develop, does NCBA move forward with what's best for NCBA or what's best for the cattle industry?
What we would do, what we would move forward with, is what we feel is best for the entire industry, because that is the position that we have always maintained. We have to take the policy that's brought to us as our marching orders as staff. That's why this week is so critical, because that's where we gain those marching orders, is through the policy development process. I would suggest that building trust around what we are doing, why we are doing it, will all be reflected in the results. And we are a very results-focused organization. So if we can continue to provide results that truly provide value, I believe that the trust level will be there that will be supportive of taking those next steps.
Forrest Roberts, Chief Executive Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, visiting with us here, along with several other farm broadcasters, at this annual meeting of the NCBA. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.